The Saffa Christmas Carol Concert.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
I'm Tim Humphreys.
And I'm Jess Bracey. It's Christmas Eve and maybe you're doing some last-minute present wrapping, putting the kids to bed, settling down and relaxing now. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones and welcome to the Royal Military Chapel, the Guards Chapel in London.
We're sharing highlights of the Christmas Carol Concert in aid of SAFA, the Armed Forces charity. It was recorded on Wednesday, the 4th of December, in the presence of the charity's president, His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent.
Now, it's not often you get to meet an astronaut, but not only that, one who spent Christmas in space. Former Army Air Corps officer Tim Peake is one of the guests and joins us to chat about his time on the International Space Station, inspiring young people, and his plans to lead an all-British mission to space in 2025. Cold Feet and Spook Sir Hermione Norris takes to the lectern at the chapel, and we speak to her about starring roles on stage and screen and her family's forces connections.
And you can hear from Lieutenant General Sir Andrew Gregory, Controller SAFA, about how the charity are supporting the forces community worldwide. We begin, though, with our first carol, Once in Royal David City, led by the choir of the Royal Military Chapel and the band of the Scots Guards.
Thank you.
Royal Military Chapel, the Guards Chapel, stands proudly on the site of Wellington Barracks, home to regiments of the Foot Guards. The musical face of 3rd Regiment of Foot Guards, the Band of the Scots Guards, led the music at the concert. And Jess Bracey spoke to their director of music, Major Evan Frost, about his role.
So I lead the band with the musical support, but we're just one of the components because Martin Ford is leading the choir. We've got the organist as well. So I suppose my role really is to cohere that and get all those three different aspects working together.
As part of your military career, you must have performed in some pretty special places.
I'm very fortunate, yeah. So over sort of the 26 years, I mean, there's too many things to list, but just in recent times for obviously the funeral of Her Majesty and then the coronation and then events with ceremony operations here in London, it just rolls on through. But a night like the tonight is really special.
And what is so great about this venue, the Guards Chapel in London?
It's a mixture of many things. There's the heritage, there's the history, and there's the ethos of the Guards Division, or the Household Division, should I say. And then on top of that, musically, it's also just a wonderful acoustic to play in. The congregation are always so supportive. The civilian musicians you're working with are fantastic as well. It's just a wonderful setting for all musical occasions like this.
Tell us about this evening's musical lineup.
So, in terms of musically, so we cover sort of the first 25 minutes or so when people are arriving, and we've got a medley of various different Christmas or winter-related music. There's a piece by Eric Whitter called Lux Urumke, and there's a Christmas piece called Infant Holy, a Ukrainian barrel carol. So actually a variety of different things. And at the end, we do something to play people out as well. And then during the actual service, we support, along with the organ and the choir, all the congregational hymns.
What makes Christmas music so special, bringing everyone together?
Well, I suppose it is just that, isn't it? So music is a universal language. It doesn't matter what boundaries you have or even what language you speak. Music traverses that. And at a time of year like Christmas, what a wonderful thing to be able to do. And we're able to connect with the civilian audience, but other international audiences just through music. And there's just almost nothing better than that.
And there's nothing better than military bands at this time of year, because you do get those goosebumps moments just going, oh, this is just so lovely.
Well, we like to think so, yeah. And we're very fortunate to do it. So last year, we were on Christmas duty. So on the one hand, you think, oh, we're working over Christmas, including Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, and there was even a service in here, Guards Chapel, on Christmas Day. But actually, again, what a lovely thing to be able to do, and to be able to provide that music for the wider public is quite an honour, really.
And what is Christmas duty for military musicians? You touched upon some of the special moments, but is it just sitting, waiting around and waiting for the phone call, say, we need a band?
No, it's more organised than that, actually, fortunately. No, so it's very much programmed. So there are a range of tasks. Most of it is supporting ceremonial operations, so changing the guard and such like.
And finally, do you have a message for the military bands amongst us, but also your fellow military peers as well?
I suppose my message would be to my colleagues, really, just thank you. Thank you for the service that everyone's put in over the last year. I'm blessed to work with a fantastic team, but I know that throughout the British Army and throughout defence, people like myself and the higher chain of command are blessed to work with wonderful teams. And so really, it's just a thank you for the service and the fantastic work they put in over the year.
Thank you.
The Guards Chapel is just a stone's throw from the heart of London's theatre land, and actress Hermione Norris was one of the invited guests, delivering a poem that's just right for Christmas Eve. Tim spoke to the Cold Feet actress and star of spy drama Spooks about her involvement.
I was delighted to be asked to read for the Saffa Carol concert. I'm going to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement C. Moore, and I'm just delighted to be here in support of a very fine charity.
What do you think it is about Christmas carol concerts that really draw on the emotion this time of year?
I think Christmas is a time for family and unity, and I think any celebration and warmth brings that together and is quite an emotional time for people to reflect and remember loved ones.
Hermione, you've got close family connections to the British Armed Forces. Your father-in-law is General Sir Roger Wheeler, the former Chief of the General Staff. What is it about the forces community that you particularly admire?
It's fascinating because I'm married into a military family. My father-in-law is General Sir Roger Wheeler. And just being very aware of the sense of family, it's beyond community, the care, the deep care amongst officers in and people in their regiment is just beyond what I imagined. It's family, really, and the importance of that. And watching Roger's care and support and passion for people in the armed forces has been humbling, really, to watch.
And I guess that picks up on quite a few of the values of SAFA, the Armed Forces Charity.
Yeah, I mean, he's spoken to me a little bit about the work that SAFA do, the phenomenal work. I think that the needs of people in the armed forces are obviously unique. And I love the slogan, never have to battle alone, that people often struggle with people working far away from home. Transitioning from the military into civilian life can be a real challenge for people. And SAFA provides real care and welfare across the board for everyone in the armed services. And I think that's incredibly important.
Now, this time of year, at Christmas, we reflect on the last 12 months. For you, 2024, personal, professional highlights of the year?
It's been a mixed one. There's a lot going on globally, isn't there? I've had a wonderful time. I did, professionally, ITV's DNA Journey, tracing my ancestry back, which was good fun with a friend of mine, a colleague from Cold Feet. And I did a film, The Salt Path, which is a beautifully told story of a woman walking the coastal path with Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs. So that comes out in the new year as well. They were both good fun.
Fantastic. Now, I've got to pull on the nostalgia and ask you, you know, you mentioned there about the drama Cold Feet. Can you see a Cold Feet reunion coming up?
Who knows? If we're all still alive in 5 years' time, you'll probably get to know before I do if it comes out.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
The SAFA Christmas Carol Concert.
A visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoop. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and the twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Thank you.
You're listening to highlights of the Christmas Carol concert in aid of SAFA, the Armed Forces charity, as recorded at the Guards Chapel, London, on the 4th of December. Set in the grounds of Wellington Barracks, the Royal Military Chapel, the Guards Chapel, is the spiritual home of the Household Division and is the only Royal Military Chapel in London. As you step into this sanctuary, you absolutely can't miss the colours. The flags, they're adorning the walls on each side and dating back to the 1700s. The annual concert's a key fundraiser for the charity and receives warm support from the congregation. Lieutenant General Sir Andrew Gregory, SAFA's controller, gave an address to the congregation, reflecting on the impact of the organisation. I spoke to him about just how special this event is.
I think it is the way we bring together very talented individuals, but also highlight and showcase the work of SAFA and the importance of what we do for people serving in the military, veterans and their families. That's why it's so special.
Now, as we look back on a busy 12 months, time of reflection at Christmas, for you, what's been some of the highlights of the work of SAFA over those last 12 months?
It's difficult to pick out one highlight because we do so much. But I would say supporting our volunteers so they can continue to deliver to those in need. Of 2,500 volunteers are very much the front line of the charity. We've put more staff behind them. We changed some of the processes, particularly to reflect changing volunteer trends in this country.
And what would be your word to those volunteers, those supporters around the world who are listening at this time?
Thank you for what you do for those who need some support. Thank you for the time you give. Thank you for your commitment to men and women in the military, veterans and their families. And to others who are wondering how they can put something back into society, becoming a SAFA volunteer, get onto our website, ssafa.org.uk. You can start that journey. We would be thrilled to have you with us.
Looking to a brighter future and hope, obviously Christmas brings hope for so many. What is it about coming to an event like this and really kind of hearing those familiar festive songs again? What is it about Christmas music that really tugs at the heartstrings?
So it's hugely uplifting, a carol service such as that which we're going to enjoy this evening. But I think what it also makes one realise, particularly in the Guards Chapel, which was the scene of a great deal of suffering in 1944 when it was hugely badly damaged with the loss of well over 140 lives one Sunday morning, is the service and the sacrifice of our armed forces community. And for many people, many families, they will be spending Christmas apart. So as we celebrate Christmas, as we sing these uplifting songs, let's also remember men and women in our armed forces and their families who are protecting our freedoms and our democracy and may be apart this Christmas.
Thank you. the Saffa Christmas Carol Concert. BFBS, the Forces Station.
Situated in central London, the Royal Military Chapel, the Guards Chapel, is close by London's West End. And each year, the concert features a variety of performers. German soprano Frederik Krumm has sung for royals, dignitaries and rock royalty, including none other than Sir Rod Stewart and Robbie Williams. Ahead of the Saffa concert, I spoke to her all about her experiences.
Well, I've been out to Afghanistan, to the NATO camp, which was very, very special. I spent a whole 10 days there, living in the desert. Then I've been singing at His Majesty's Wave Ball for the Royal Marines charity on the aircraft carrier Queen Elizabeth in Portsmouth.
And what's the response when you go out to all these interesting places and perform for the troops?
What it is really about for me, which is why I usually tend to spend time there, not just fly in and out, I want to really spend time with the soldiers, the people who are serving, or these brave men and women who leave their families behind, you know, at times for 6 months, and to actually talk to them and to raise awareness for the incredible work that they're doing and for the safety that we all take for granted on a daily basis. It's because of what they do.
We're here at Guards Chapel in London for the Saffa Christmas concert. What is it about this venue that's so special?
Well, it is a magnificent chapel, the Guards Chapel. It's here at the Wellington Barracks in the centre of London, right next to Buckingham Palace. I mean, what more better location can you sing in? And I mean, they have fantastic musicians here, the guards musicians, the band of the guards. And it's just very special to be actually in a military chapel performing a carol concert for them.
Tell us more about your performance.
Tonight I'll be singing Laudate Dominum by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And it's just a beautiful piece. And as I know, they had the beautiful chapel choir here tonight. I thought I chose a piece that has the choir with it. So it will be me and the choir singing together, which I love.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. What is it about Christmas music in particular that pulls on the heartstrings this time of year?
It's just something, I think it's to do with memories, and that's what music is so special. It creates, it brings up memories. So if I hear a certain song, I'm transported back 40 years as a little child to have my first Christmas memories. It's just coming all together and thinking about something bigger than oneself. It's a time to remember at Christmas what really matters, which is family and your loved ones.
And for those serving overseas or at home with their loved ones this Christmas serving, do you have a message for them?
Well, thank you for what they're doing out there. And I know it's a huge sacrifice to be away from home. Having been at Camp Marmal, I flew back on a military machine. And when I came at the airport, arrived, all the families waiting there, the little children running into their dads and mum's arms. I mean, that's, it makes it really real, the sacrifice. And when I came back after, well, I was 10 days there, and that's such a short period of time, but you live in a complete bubble, and the importance, what you do there, and as well the risk. I mean, we had a casualty, which was sadly, who was brought back home in a coffin. It's real. And so when you come back and you see the families, to go back, I think, to do the switch, the mental switch from being a servant person to being a family dad or family mum and deal with homework or what shall we cook tonight, it's very difficult to make that switch. And that's a whole different aspect of why people need mental support and transitioning back after service into civilian life. There's so many aspects. And I think it's just wonderful that charities like Saffa is doing what they're doing.
Laudata Dominum, sung by Frederica Crum and the choir of the Royal Military Chapel.
Welcoming the congregation, comprising royalty, senior military figures, personnel, veterans and charity beneficiaries, was the Reverend Alex Bennett, chaplain to the Household Division and senior chaplain, London District. Tim spoke to him about the traditional service.
So the service itself follows a fairly traditional pattern of lessons and carols that tell the story of Christmas in Bible readings and carols that we sing. But it's also interspersed with other things. So we've had a couple of readings. We've had somebody talk about their work with SAFA. And that's really appropriate, actually, that we embed the message of the charity in the service that we do. So it's fairly traditional. We're blessed here by having military bands, a great choir, and also a brand new organ. So the music that accompanies the service is world class.
And it must be, for you, an absolute privilege to lead so many hundreds today in this religious service.
Absolutely. The chapel was packed tonight, standing room only. And I think in the services that we have here over the Christmas season, this is one of those highlights. It's lovely to see so many people. They take with them a great experience of military music, of religious service. So it's all good.
What is, for you and for Christians, the meaning of Christmas and it bringing hope and joy at this time?
God brings us hope that there's an alternative to all the sadness of this world. And I think if you're in the armed forces, being deployed at Christmas is it's a strange experience because on the one hand, you're away from your families. And that is a huge cost that our young service men and women bear. But on the other hand, I think we make Christmas deployed a really good experience. And I think myself, years ago in Iraq and Afghanistan, for our young people today deployed around the world, they will make it a Christmas that they will really enjoy. The camaraderie that you get being away from home with your mates is really good. And that's part of the Christmas story, really, being with people and making the world a better place.
Thank you.
That's Luli Lula, the Coventry Carol, sung by Sophia Kerwin-Bias and accompanied by the choir of the Royal Military Chapel. The Anglo-Venezuelan soprano, actress and multi-instrumentalist, recognises that though many people are away from loved ones at Christmas, this concert and Safa seek to connect the forces community.
It couldn't be more important at this time of year, in the sense that I understand the feeling of being far away from family, and obviously in no way as intense as it is for veterans and their families. But I know how precious it is to be able to communicate the joy of Christmas, even if it's virtually, to people, and to remind people that through things like Safa, they're not battling alone and they have a connection with their family.
Tell us about your performance.
I'm really excited about today because I'm doing a choral piece, which is Luli Lula, and with the wonderful choir at the Guards Chapel, and then also an arrangement that I did of Venezuelan Aguinaldo, Esta Bella Noche, which is incredibly precious to me and hopefully illustrates the fact that even though I'm far from the country where I was born and where a lot of my family is from, that through music and through art and through this kind of event and through Christmas time, actually, we can still be together and create beautiful things.
And what is it about Christmas music and just Christmas atmosphere and environment that is just so magical?
Everything. Everything. I mean, the carols are just so infectious. Like, you just can't help but join in. And for me, it was very much a way into to being in the UK as well, coming back to the UK almost a decade ago. But I remember just being overwhelmed by how much joy you could feel in the atmosphere when people were singing together and all the beautiful decorations and everything. So, yeah.
And do you have a favourite Christmas film?
Oh, Love Actually, I think. Definitely. Definitely. I haven't watched it yet this year, so it's on my to-do list.
I love that that's an annual tradition. Is it the Heathrow Airport moment?
100%. It's like, everyone, if you want to find out what love is, go to Heathrow Airport. Yeah, that's 100% iconic moment. Yeah.
This Christmas Eve, do you have a message for the Armed Forces community, their families and veterans?
I just want to say thank you for all the service and the hard work that goes in to protect the country and defend us, and being able to see through Safa how much work is done, both from the armed forces and also the people who support them. I just wanted to convey my admiration and a really Merry Christmas. I hope that I can communicate some of the joy through my singing to support you.
Esta bella noche es noche de alegría, porque ya nació el Mesías y los chiquitines cantan con dulzura, porque ya nació nuestro guía. La familia toda estará reunida con humildad y el abrazo no faltará en todita la vecindad. Estaremos todos cantando aguinaldos para nuestro bien. Thank you. bosco ed es retumbará. Bellas luces florecerá y el pesebre iluminará en todita la vecindad. Esta bella noche estaremos todos cantando aguinaldos para nuestro bien. Esta bella noche estaremos todos cantando aguinaldos para nuestro bien.
That's Esta Bella Noche, sung by Sophia Cohen-Byers and the choir of the Royal Military Chapel.
Now, where are you spending the festive period? Because one of the evening speakers giving one of the lessons can boast he spent it on the International Space Station. I spoke to British astronaut Tim Peake about his involvement in career highlights.
I joined the military when I was about 19 years old into the Army Air Corps and had an incredible career with them. But before that, I actually did a short tour with the Royal Green Jackets in Northern Ireland. Most Army Air Corps officers back then were doing an armoured or infantry tour. So following that tour, I went on to do my flying course and then ended up flying all sorts of aircraft in interesting places. And after becoming an instructor pilot, I became a test pilot as well. And really specialised on the Apache helicopter ever since coming back from a four-year tour over to the United States.
First UK astronauts going to the International Space Station. That must have been quite an experience. What are the common questions that people still ask you to this day?
I think it's always fun when I go around talking to schools and especially to young children. They want to know about the human body in space, the bodily functions. How do you sleep, eat, go to the loo, of course, and are there aliens? But also it's really interesting because we're in this new, exciting sort of commercial era of spaceflight. From adults, they're very interested about what's happening with SpaceX, with the Artemis program. When are we going back to the moon? What are we doing in space? So fascinating questions from everybody.
What was Christmas like in space for you?
Christmas was really unique. I mean, I'd only been on board the space station for about 2 weeks at the time, but it was so special to be floating up there, detached from the planet, and just realizing that everybody that you look down on, you know, they're celebrating this very special time, and friends and family all getting together. And we celebrate Christmas in space as well.
What was that day like for you?
There are a few sort of special things that your family can send up, a few bits of food. So we all come together as a crew, we have a meal, and we just sort of sharing stories, sharing our food together, our bonus food, enjoying time as a crew together.
Can imagine it was a little bit different than the usual turkey dinner that we'd experience back down on Earth.
Yeah, it's, you know, the food is still not that great, but we kind of make the best of it. I seem to remember I got given some Scottish whiskey fudge, and so we all tucked into the fudge on Christmas Day. It was lovely.
And you're here today at Guards Chapel in London for the Safa Christmas concert. Tell us about your association with the charity.
Well, it's an amazing charity. Obviously, as somebody who's served for many years in the military, I think it's incredibly important that we look after our serving personnel, we look after our veterans, we look after the families. And we are one big family, and that's what makes it such a unique and a special place and such a privilege to serve. So I think the work that SAFA does in kind of creating that family, creating that community and providing a basis of support for everybody is just absolutely invaluable.
Christmas 2024, how is the Peake family spending it this year?
This year, it'll be a quiet family Christmas. My parents will probably come and join us as well. And I've got an older son who's getting ready for his GCSEs, unfortunately. So he's got mock exams after Christmas. So we're not going to be travelling anywhere too far. But no, it'll just be a nice family Christmas.
Well, that is almost all from here, the Guards Chapel in London. Our thanks to SAFA, the Armed Forces Charity, the Reverend Alex Bennett, and all who hosted us, BFBS, at Wellington Barracks. If you've been affected by any of the subjects raised in this programme, there's more information about where you can access support online, bfbs.com/audience support.
However you're spending the rest of your Christmas Eve, hope you have a lovely one with family, friends, colleagues near and far. A great Christmas and a happy new year. We'll leave you with the carol Hark the Herald.
On the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.